Welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is John, and with me, as always, is Mandy.
Hello!
And I'm actually kind of excited about today, because
I'm really excited. This is my movie.
I wasn't excited beforehand, and then I became excited.
Well, good.
Yeah, because I wasn't really looking at, like, it's got, what was the, Fresh? Was the movie that you really wanted?
Which I also liked.
It's got all the coloring, the same coloring for Fresh. It's got a name that's very similar, and I was just like, oh, great.
Yeah, I guess.
Another cannibal movie, but apparently it's not. And of course, we're talking about Suitable Flesh from, I guess that's from this year? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did it come out on? I think it was...
Shudder?
Yeah, so I think it came out in 2023, but it was like... It's like
I forgot what year it was because I was like, yeah, so this year.
Well, no, like I think it came out on Shudder, but it was like video on demand beforehand.
We're
doing that thing.
Yeah, I don't remember where it came out originally, but I know it's on Shudder right now, which is where we're watching it.
Well, so they bought it and they did like the video on demand first, and then they put it on their thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it.
So I'm excited about it, especially when I found out who was kind of involved in this one. We've got the director is Joe Lynch. Who was from 2007's Wrong Turn. He did 2011's Chillerama. He directed the zombie movie segment. And he actually did a previous episode of ours, Mayhem from 2017.
Nice.
So he's got some fast freneticness.
Hmm.
So that's interesting.
Which one was Mayhem?
Mayhem was the one where the guy from Walking Dead
got it.
And...
Samara Weaving. Got it. Okay. And it was actually written by Dennis Paoli. Paoli.
I'm going to go with Paoli.
Anyways, he also did 1985's Reanimator. Woo-woo! 1986's From Beyond. Woo-woo! 1995's Castle Freak. Woo-woo! And they were all... Which, all those movies were directed?
All those were directed by Stuart Gordon. He also did 2001's Dagon.
Woo-woo!
So,
You love all those movies. Yep. I love most of those movies.
Well, the reason why I picked those movies in particular, because he's got a bit of a storied career. The reason why I picked those is because each one of those, including so Reanimator, From Beyond, and Dagon, are all based off of H.P. Lovecraft, which Suitable Flesh also is. Most of them...
Didn't we also do episodes of all those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom. Well, no, I don't think we did Reanimator. We might have done From Beyond.
We've never done Reanimator?
I don't know if we did Castle Freak. Castle Freak is actually one of the main reasons why we started this, too, was because
We need to look, because there's no way that we didn't do Reanimator.
I don't know if we did.
We need to look.
We've done 200 episodes. That's the problem with doing 200 episodes.
Yeah, way over 200.
Oh, my God. But, and I also wouldn't be surprised, because we did, like, The Resurrected. We went, like, sideways. We did Unnameable and Unnameable 2.
But that's also because we really love H.P. Lovecraft, which is another reason why we're so excited about this movie.
Yep. This one is actually an adaptation of The Thing on the Doorstep, which was written in 1933 and published in 1937 by Weird Tales.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, so we got that one going on. And who's it starring?
This one's actually starring Heather Graham, which is freaking crazy because she looks older. Which, I mean, she is older, so, I mean, it makes sense, really. So, we actually, you remember her, right, from, what was it?
Scream 2.
Scream 2, yes.
Yeah, because she's the cameo in Stab, the movie.
Oh, yes, that's right. She was playing Drew Barrymore's character.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. She also came out in 1998's Lost in Space, which I know because my brother was obsessed with that movie, and so I watched her on it all the time. She was the older sister, not Penny, but the other one. Judy?
Yes.
I think her name is Judy.
I always like Penny better because she had that, like, goth thing, and I think that
you
was
I
like goth jokes.
You do. And that's actually wherever Joey from Friends was hitting on her because he was like the pretty boy in the movie.
And he's like, what a cold fish. And she like walks back and she's just like, hey, dad, or like, mom, tell dad that I won't be making it in tonight. Or
yeah, something like that. And he was just like,
oops.
She was also in 1999's Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. She was the love interest.
Yep, Felicity Shagwell.
Yes.
And she
was super cute dress. I think it was like a crochet dress was the one that she was wearing.
Something like that.
Super
but cute. She was in Scrubs for a while, which was weird because like I think Mandy Moore was also in that. There was a lot of weird parts where Heather Graham was in TV shows for no reason.
I know that she was in Horns.
Yeah.
Like, that like, I know. Because,
why is she in here?
Because like, that was one of her, well, I guess more recent movies that I've seen her in was Horns.
You know, I don't think Heather Graham, you know, big, poofy hair. Like, I think she was in Almost Famous. I can't remember. That might have been the other girl.
Oh, but that was, Yeah, that was the other
girl. But it's she had that same hair. It's that hair that came out in, like, the mid-90s.
Is it Goldie Hawn?
No, it wasn't Goldie
Hawn. Not Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn's daughter, though.
Maybe. I don't care. But it was that crinkle, like really curly, you know, just blonde hair that they had going on.
French fry hair?
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, my God. She had a gigantic mass of hair. And every time I see Heather Graham, I'm like, oh, it's Heather Graham. You recognize Heather Graham. But I wouldn't be like, Heather Graham in an H.P. Lovecraft story. Like, that would be weird. You don't really think of blonde people, like, super blonde people being in Lovecraft stories.
Well, not people who were super popular for a long time.
Well, you know, plus we had the girl who was in From Beyond. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's odd. It's a weird situation. But not everybody is super popular in this. We do have Judah Lewis, who is in episode one, The Babysitter. Our episode one. From 2007, he was also the kid in
2017.
Whatever. Babysitter 2 from 2020. And he was in 2018's The Summer of 84, which I don't watch particularly because everything that was coming out at that point in time was 1984.
Okay.
Remember, what was it?
Wasn't like Stranger Things and stuff? Well, that you were getting all hissy about.
Well, not everything. Like, everything was specifically the year 1984, and nothing looked like 1984. I hate to be the person to say that because I remember the 80s.
You
but
were not even alive in 84.
Well, I mean, they don't know that, but thank you for dating me, honey. But no, I'm just saying.
Technically,
like,
I made you younger.
I'm just saying it. I remember the 80s, and I had home video from before that. You know that I had to watch because family. But the 80s did not look like Stranger Things. The 80s did not look like It. The 80s did not look like, what was that movie that, the Camp Fear, or was it Fear Street? The one that was on Netflix.
Oh, Fear Street.
Yeah. That was also 1984. Everything was 1984. I'm like, it's way too neon. There is not nearly enough people's dens with, like,
wood paneling.
And that weird couch that you wouldn't ever lay on, except you always laid on it. Like, you look at it now, and you're just like, how the fuck do we do that? And there's no, like, you know what the real problem is that there isn't that scent of, like, old cigarette smoke in most, like, areas. Like, even in the mall, there was, like, people would smoke inside the mall. If you don't believe me, watch Scanners. It was so weird.
I feel like we're getting off topic.
Everything had an ashtray. It was odd. But it was also also starring Bruce Davidson. Bruce Davidson, I like. He is in. So he's Senator Robert Kelly in the X-Men and X-Men 2 from 2000 and 2003, respectively. But I remember him from a couple of different things. He was in 1976's Mother Jugs and Speed, which had Bill Cosby in it. He was in 6 Degrees of Separation, which also had Heather Graham in it, like, weirdly.
Hmm.
But he was my favorite guy in The Librarian 3 with Noah Wiley, where he was, like, the guy who started working with Bob Newhart and the lady from Third Rock from the Sun, and he worked for, like, the Central Library, and he had to find, like, all the mystical stuff, and he was doing it by being, like, really smart and a terrible, like, fighter. I made you watch a couple of them.
I'm sure you did.
Anyway, so he was in number 3, Curse of the Judas Chalice, where he's like this guy walking around with he's got those arm like crutches like all the time, like he can't walk.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, I don't know what is going on. So like he's trying to help Noah Wiley find the Chalice of Judas. Which is not like the Chalice of Christ where it gives you everlasting life, it does terrible shit to you. But it is basically what causes people to become vampires. And he meets the girl from Castle, down there, and she is a lounge singer. She's been a lounge singer for forever because she's a vampire. And they're trying to stop it from, like, getting attacked by this one guy, but as it turns out, like, this whole time it was him, like, trying to, like, get everybody to go over there, and it's because he was Dracula the whole time.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. Like, and don't get mad at me. It was a TNT made-for-TV movie. I loved it, but it was silly. Anyway, we also had Barbara Crampton in this one.
Yay, Barbara Crampton! So, Barbara Crampton, there's a shit ton of stuff that she's been in.
There's been a lot of stuff that we've watched with her in it. Jacob's, the wife was one of them.
Huh?
Jacob's wife?
Oh, Jacob.
Jacob with the K.
Yes.
Yeah, Jacob's, where she was the vampire.
Yeah.
She was also in Beyond the Gates. She was also in 1995's Castle Freak.
Yes.
Where she was, I think she was the mom in that one.
I don't remember, but apparently she was also in Robot Wars.
Yes.
From 1993.
Which was the other movie from Empire that wasn't RoboJocks, but it had like claymation, like fighting stuff in it.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know if it was claymation. It might have been puppets.
That totally sounds like something that you would
watch. Oh, I love it. Well, we also got Graham Skipper, who was in 2022's Scare Package 2, Rad Chad's Revenge. But he was Gordon in Beyond the Gates. And he was the writer and director of episode 2, Sequence Break, which...
Oh, Sequence Break was so bad. Oh,
come on.
So bad.
Come on.
He diddled the game.
Sequence Break was basically like John dies at the end, but not as fun.
Not even half as fun.
I had a lot of fun
with it. It's also got Giovanni Cruz, who is in 2021's The Suicide Squad, where she is the rebel leader.
She's the lady who, like, they go into the village and they start killing everybody in it. And then it turns out, like, it's like, no, these are my men. And she's like, oh, sorry. Oh, crap. Like, they destroyed, like, the Sandinistas. And they're like, oh, crap. But it also has Jonah Ray. Jonah Ray from Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix.
So the newest one.
Yeah. Well, no, it technically isn't the newest one. They had a newer one that they did or were trying to do with the Gizmoplex where they were going to do everything online. So, because one of the reasons why they keep having to stop stuff is because people keep pulling their funding. So they wanted to do it all funded online, but it didn't work out.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm excited about this one. Again, this one's going to be on Shudder. Always fun to justify your Shudder yearly buy-in, because why not? It really has been good for us, because we enjoy a lot of stuff off of it.
Yeah.
Especially, I've been watching a lot of the older, because they keep going, they keep disappearing, the older... Joe Bob episodes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You love Joe Bob.
Which is so funny because it really does not, like, because he doesn't have a time frame that he has to stick to, like, some of the episodes are like 3-4 hours long because goes off on a tangent.
Who does that sound like?
I don't know who you're talking about. Anyway, we're going to pause it right here. We'll be right back after watching the movie.
Yep, be right back.
She has the perfect life. The perfect husband.
Eat me.
The perfect career.
I want to help you.
I'm not so sure you can.
The perfect flesh.
What just happened?
From the
twisted psyche
of Joe Lynch.
It felt so real. I was in his body.
And the universe of
H.P. Lovecraft.
Who are you? Really?
And we're back.
We are back.
I feel weird about this movie.
This movie was weird.
You know, we can say something definitive about it, and that was it's about an hour and 45 minutes long.
And it's about sex.
It's really, like, got a lot of sex in it.
There's a lot of booty.
Which is odd, because that is definitely not an H.P. Lovecraft thing. I think sex just kind of frightened and confused
H.P. Lovecraft. H.P. Lovecraft was a bigger prude than anybody else. Like, that the man, I'm surprised he didn't die a virgin.
Hey, you know, the weird part is that he definitely was not, like, it just... Like, the whole thing, I'm sitting there, we're watching it, and I'm just like, you know, this was probably not approved by the guy who wrote the original story. I guarantee it wasn't in there. But we do start out, and it's kind of interesting because the whole thing is basically the thing on the doorstep, which is nice because that means that we're in familiar territory. The thing on the doorstep, of course, some sort of creature or psychic entity is jumping into different people and has been wearing them for so long that it doesn't even know itself what it is. And it does so by jumping into them three times. The third time is the charm, of course, meaning that it is now displaced fully the original persona that it jumps into. So we are introduced, of course, to Heather Graham, who is a psychiatrist, which is totally believable. I will say that in this movie, Heather Graham she doesn't start getting good until she is crazy.
Well, yeah, she is the most dull person ever. And yeah, she's just super dull, which is not, you know, hard to do for Heather Graham.
You know, she's not that bad in most of the other shows that I've ever seen her in. She's usually a little more bubbly, uh-huh. I guess. You know, like a little bit more energetic. But in this one, she plays Elizabeth Darby, the psychiatrist who is the dullest lady in the entire world, who doesn't like being where she's at, and she's having to deal with the guy who is smoking all the time.
And she doesn't like her husband.
Oh, for some reason,
I think she's just bored with her husband. I think that's what it is.
You know, and that it's kind of weird because that's played by Jonathan Sitch, I think, who was in An American Quilt.
Sitch
or something like that. In a whole bunch of other stuff, but she is immediately, the second that our Judah Lewis jumps in, playing the character of Asa White, walks in, she is immediately hardcore horny for him.
Yes.
To the point where she has, 5 seconds. Like, literally, it was within the first 20 minutes, she's tried to talk to this kid who runs into her office, is freaking out and saying, "They're after me, they're after me, they're after me."
He has some sort of a schizophrenic episode.
Something is going on with my dad, and I think he's not a real person, blah, blah, blah. And she even, this is before, she doesn't even go check on her, on the guy
no,
first,
not
right?
Yet. Yeah.
So she hasn't even, put any effort into, but she goes home, her husband's like, "Hey, we should bone." And she's like, "All right, let's go ahead and do it." And then halfway through, she's seeing Judah Lewis give it to her hardcore.
And she has to, because this is the most unenthused sex scene ever. Like, she's just like,
yeah, she, it reminded me of the beginning of, not Knocked Up, but the other one, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's like, yeah. I came.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Just very
until she starts thinking about Judah Lewis, and then
then she's all up on it.
Now, one of the things that I do want to warn you about, at least just to kind of give you a heads up, there is 100% ass in this. We do get a little bit of, for a second we get a nip for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's incidental boobage.
Sadly, there is no full frontal male nudity in this movie.
I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm glad you are, because I was really? You're just gonna show?
I got more of, Judah Lewis than I wanted.
So all in all, there's a whole bunch of sex scenes with Judah Lewis and
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham. Which, by the way, Judah. Okay, so Judah? Really?
Judah,
huh? So, Judah's name in this is Asa. And I really love that name. I really genuinely love the name Asa.
Okay.
I just think it's so cool.
Well, so the funny thing is I know another Asa from comic books, and he's the Samaritan from the Homage Comics Astro City. His name is Asa. So that was the first time I ever heard it. But I started looking into other things, and this feels like a very turn of the century, northeastern, kind of
normal
Yankee
name. Asa. I love that name. So, there's a lot of, regular sex. There's a lot of oral sex. There's a lot of,
that was a little much on me.
Stabby sex.
That was a little weird too.
There's a lot of sex.
Now that you're enumerating it, it does seem like there's quite a bit of sex.
Choking sex.
Which but we'll get into that in just a second. But so, basically, the way that it works is Judah Lewis runs in, says, "Heather Graham, you got to help me. There's something in my dad." Heather Graham goes to find her dad, who is being played by Bruce Davidson. Bruce Davidson's like, fuck you, bitch, I don't need to deal with this. He's a little cunt, he's running away.
He's a jerk.
And he's got his little finger weirdness so that we know that he is indwelt by the demon the whole time. But he's also trying to roll cigarettes, which I thought was hilarious, because he's like, oh yeah, I've been around for a thousand years. And I'm like, wouldn't you smoke a pipe then? Wouldn't it be something instead of rolling, like, old-fashioned cigarettes?
Maybe he just graduated to rolling.
He gradually started moving up to making him his little self roll.
Pretty soon it's just going to be weed.
Well, maybe that's what it was the whole time.
I thought it was weed. I thought it was supposed to be weed.
But Bruce Davidson's just an asshole. Finally, Asa keeps calling her back. She keeps having sexual fantasies about him. And then finally she goes back to yell at Bruce Davidson, which Bruce Davidson has a heart attack. And then finally jumps into Judah Lewis's body. Judah is pissed off, cuts off Bruce Davidson's head, which was pretty metal. And then spends the rest of the time fucking around with Heather Graham's body.
But this is only after, though, he jumps into Judah, right? Did you say that part
already? Yeah, he's fully into Judah's body by the time. Because he has sex with Heather Graham on, like, in the same burning room as his dead father.
Yeah.
Like, his dad died, and then, like,
right next to the desk.
Like, he starts, like, feeling her up, and she is 112% into it.
She's like, you know what?
Oh, my.
This isn't right. You know what? Fuck it.
Oh, no. No, don't. No. She's the cat from Incredible Journey.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, yeah. No. I don't want it. Okay. It was like literally like it took 2 seconds.
Yeah, she was so all down for that.
Heather Graham had one sexual fantasy, actual sex, and then another sexual fantasy where Judah Lewis turns into Bruce Davidson and then flips her outside of a window.
Yeah, after he tries to eat her.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes down. not the kind of eating that you'd assume.
Which is disgusting because she has not showered. And she's wearing a pleather skirt. Realistically, like, ew.
Don't think about it.
Anyways.
But she is also talking to her friend. Like, this whole thing is kind of bookended by the fact that she's talking to her friend, played by Barbara Crampton, who is, sees shit that happens and then doesn't do anything about it. Like, she sees, like, multiple times where weird shit is happening and is fully involved in this thing. And then she's just like, I don't know what happened. What? This is crazy. Because Heather Graham is telling all this stuff from the inside of an insane asylum,
mm-hmm.
which reminds me a little bit of Jennifer's body, with the Amanda Seyfried and the thing. Yes. But she doesn't, unfortunately, Heather Graham doesn't have the power. Because if she did, then she'd probably be doing a little bit better. The assumption, and the thing that they don't really kind of push there very well, is that we do know that whatever was inside of Bruce Davidson jumped into Judah. And then the Judah persona is inside of Bruce Davidson, who is just terrified the whole time. And then gets his head cut off, and then he's still alive, and then there's a burning of the house, which was a little odd to me. But that's, I assume that is the Lovecraftian thing. It's like, what? There's no evidence, so we can't find it. Words cannot describe the terror. fire.
Oh my god.
We get, like, a good while of the now whatever the hell is inside of Judah jumping into Heather Graham in very inconvenient places. And then
screwing her husband.
Yeah, has sex with her husband. So the problem with that is they immediately did the jump, like straight out.
Yeah.
So while Judah is having sex with Heather Graham on top of their, like, in the room with the dad's corpse, he jumps into her. And it's like a weird, oh my god, you were having sex with me. It was an out-of-body experience. He's like, yeah, kinda, whatever. Like, that was my favorite part, was that the entity inside of Judah Lewis does not give a shit.
He really like, does. Yeah. He's like, you know what, though? I kinda like that.
Yeah.
You're different.
I like ladies.
You know what? I think I'm gonna be a lady from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the future is female.
Might as well.
That was an actual line. Yes, that was actually.
I was like, ah, ha, 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 dick. We The big interesting part, though, is that what Judah Lewis does at this point is lock himself in his basement. And we assume at this point that she has to hear him.
Yes, which is one of
chant
the things.
The spells.
Yeah, that really should not have been
and
changed.
And then they
later.
They just kind of ended it. They're like, ah, whatever. And we're not doing it. What would have been interesting is if he had jumped inside of the coroner body. And the coroner, like, walked over to her and then did the thing. And then it's like, oh, no, now it's in my body.
Yes.
That was the third
See,
time.
That would have been interesting. But no, yeah. They didn't do that. They didn't do that.
No, it's because they really wanted to do the dead Judah thing. So it's, I gotta tell you, there's a whole lot of mess that's happening that doesn't matter at this point. We got this whole bit with her going over to talk to Barbara Crampton, to say, hey, I think my, you know, weird guy that I slept with is totally causing problems, and then she gets jumped into, after taking a shower. Judah Lewis's new persona is rubbing all inside of Heather Graham and then has sex with her husband, which has got to be weird, but it's had so many, you know, different people suits that I guess that's not super weird.
No,
for it.
I mean, not at all. I mean, I totally
yeah,
found
well.
His kink like yeah, immediately
whatever. By, yeah, stabbing the husband with a knife, which I thought was hilarious.
And choking him. With his own tie, I think.
We got these ineffective cops who keep showing up. They don't do anything, so I'm not going to talk about them anymore because they don't even show up at the end. And then, finally, Heather Graham gets super scared about everything, goes to her office, and I guess she was about to jump when Judah Lewis shows up, and he's like, no, you can't kill yourself. I'm going to jump into your body, and I'm going to have it, and then you'll be in my body, and then blah, blah, blah. And then, basically, Heather Graham just chucks him outside the window.
She did do the hypnosis thing.
Oh, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah, she started shining the murder knife that Judah Lewis keeps running around with.
Stabbed him right in the head.
Yep. Which
didn't
destroy the body.
Anything. It didn't do fucking anything.
Apparently, after, you know, you get a Lovecraftian, like, demon inhabiting your mind and soul, you gain superpowers. Which was good, because Judah Lewis falls about, what, five floors?
Five floors, yeah. Yeah.
And then Heather Graham hits him repeatedly with the car.
That was funny though. The backup camera.
That yeah.
That was a good touch.
That was a solid bit. And then finally she's in the insane asylum trying to convince Barbara Crampton that she's not crazy. Unfortunately, Judah Lewis is still alive. He shouts the spell one more time, which is enough to have him jump into Barbara Crampton, Heather Graham's body.
Yes, which is one of the things that we didn't like, because it didn't stick to it. That yeah. particular thing, it did not stick to its own rules.
And then we have Heather Graham jumping back and forth into Barbara Crampton's body. Barbara Crampton tries to get the security guard to shoot Heather Graham. And
they just fight each other. There's scalpels involved. It's...
Yeah, but the Heather Graham isn't Heather Graham anymore. It's Heather Graham as Barbara Crampton, or whatever Barbara Crampton's, like, psyche is. And then it ends with Barbara Crampton being indwelt by the demon smoking, and then it ends with the swirly, like, that you would expect from not a Twilight Zone, but, like, a shitty Twilight Zone episode.
Where,
like,
they spin, like, the whole camera? Yeah, that
yeah, like
shit
a,
was
like
good
a
on
creep
Earth.
Show.
If you have motion sickness, there's a couple of those scenes where they spin the whole camera.
Yeah, now, and there's a whole bunch of that, like, let's look back to 1920s kind of vibe. Because we have several sequences of them zooming in on, like, the handshake that Heather Graham does to Barbara Crampton. That way we know that the handshake that they do later on is going to be important.
Right.
It's not, because they lose. But we also have the circular zoom in and then the circular zoom out for the transition of the scenes. We've
yes.
got... we don't have a whole lot of the coloration lighting, you know, like they should have done.
Like in Creepshow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even the Cupid movie that we just watched.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which we could have had a little bit more on that one. I will say that Judah Lewis was amazing. He
phenomenal.
And, well, I mean, hell, he's, you know, got to have Heather Graham ride him, like, twice. So, I mean, I bet that was a boyhood, you know, dream of his, gotten all the way through.
Well, probably not, because she's old as hell now.
Yeah, she's not that old.
She's old. Yeah. Anyways.
You know, he got the...
So...
He was able to act. He did a very good... You know, switch between the character of Asa White and then...
Is it Ephraim?
Ephraim White, who was the Bruce Davidson person. Yeah. So he's able to completely, you realize that these are two separate characters whenever he's doing it. The Ephraim, the beast, the thing on the doorstep, is this calm, cool, collected, weary, traveler of ages.
Dickhead. Yeah. He's a dickhead.
Dickhead.
He doesn't give a shit.
Because he's seen it all before. He's lasted 1,000,000 years and he'll last 1,000,000 more. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't even remember his own name or his original body. He just is a parasite.
Although we do get to see his original body, though.
I think it may not have been his original. It may have been just the last one that he had.
Oh.
You know, that was the thing, I think. We don't get a whole lot of explanation as to what it was. We do see like a goop down there, but I think what happened was...
It was the octopus thing, though, with the...
I don't think it was an octopus. I think it was a body that was just goopy.
Well, because even she, even Heather Graham was, or even...
Well, the octopus was on the wall, yes. But the thing that was on the ground wasn't.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that they mentioned that it was some sort of
octopus. Yeah, she does say, at one point, Heather Graham, inside of Judah Lewis's body, looks over and she says, oh, octopus cult, or something like that. But I think that had to do more with the octopus iconography on the wall than... the actual goopy body thing. I think what happened, and I, you know, this is just me going by previous H.P. Lovecraft movie knowledge, is whatever it was previously dropped on the thing, you know, and then Ephraim had bought it, and then was like super into like, no, I must delve even further, and he pulled out the Necronomicon, was reading it, and then oopsie doodles, now I have the body switching power or something like that.
Yeah,
that's what he did. And then, you know, Asa was like, oh my God, my dad is, he's going crazy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but yeah, probably.
I would have liked a couple more pictures of Bruce Davidson and Asa, like, chilling, like, being, like, super happy
being
so
normal.
That we, yeah, so mm-hmm. that we knew that Bruce Davidson and him being at odds was weird.
Right.
I think we only had, like, a weird picture of them from, like, high school graduation.
Yeah, I think just once.
Bruce Davidson was great because he was a complete asshole the entire time. And he was even, like, super aggressively sexual towards Heather Graham, like, 5 seconds in. And so we knew that once he jumped into Ace's body, who Heather Graham had sexy fantasies of beforehand, that he was going to get some, which he did. And then...
Like, immediately.
You know, I think there was just too much stuff with the Barbara Crampton. Like, there's, like, that whole weird bit where Barbara Crampton goes to try to find her and then does.
You know what, though? It was a very long movie also. Like, unnecessarily long. It didn't need to be this long.
It felt like an hour worth of movie stretched over an hour and a half. It really did.
Or, like, I thought it was, like, closer to 2 hours, wasn't it?
It was 99 minutes. So, about an hour and a half plus.
Oof.
Like, hour 45.
It felt very long. Like, they could have cut out a lot of pieces of this movie. I feel like it probably would have done better overall. Or they should have focused on different things rather than, you know, 16 scenes of sex and, like, not filling out the plot more.
I would have probably dropped the 3 times and you're out thing. That way you could have had a couple more times with the characters, like, swapping. I get that, you know, you're trying to stay as close to the original short story as you can. But, like, imagine if she kept, like, freaking out because she was missing time and everybody else was going, what the fuck is wrong with you? You came over to my house and told me to go fuck myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't... You hit on every single one of the guys who you've been going to see. Like, you know, the jilted wife is trying to kill you. That would have been interesting. But instead, we have the one jump and the weird, like, hey, you can stab me some more. That was hot. I'm so glad I don't have to hide my cigarettes anymore.
I never came that hard, ever.
And I was like, that's creepy.
There was a lot of just weird in this.
Like, why are you telling your wife that, man?
But I do like the fact that, and I know that we were talking about it before, how Asa's entire character, his entire persona changes as he's changing from...
the actual Asa the Ephraim character. The thing on the doorstep.
Mm-hmm. How even you were saying, like, his physical demeanor changes. Like, there's just so many changes physically, mentally, even how he carries himself that...
I'm going to be expecting so much from him now. That's the problem. Like, I'd
say it's a solution.
I liked him really, like, a lot in both of the Babysitter movies. Mm-hmm. He was acting better than a child really should have at that point. And now he's doing this thing where he went from, if you look at the Asa White character, he's very, like, he's nervous. His head is down.
I feel like that was more of a babysitter. That right there was more of, like, babysitter.
Like,
not the in the movie.
Yes.
Him as a kid, that behavior.
Where he doesn't where have any
like
friends.
Where he's like very like nerdy, just like, oh my gosh, let me just keep to myself. This nervous, is all very awkward. Yeah.
And that's kind of what he was doing. And then when he came out, he was like the cool, like, I don't know who's a cool character. Like, who's a cool douchebag? I don't know. He was doing something.
He was really cool.
He did a really good job. And the nice part was...
not cool, but, you know, he played that character well.
He was doing a very good job. He and Bruce Davidson were giving off the same vibe.
Right.
Which was exactly what he needed to do. Now, the problem was whenever he was doing Heather Graham, not actually doing Heather Graham, but when Heather Graham was inside of, like, the Ephraim beast thing on the doorstep was inside of Heather Graham's body, like... Heather Graham was just like, oh, wow, this is so crazy. Like, just like really like, huh. And she did pretty well, but he didn't really have a whole lot to go off of.
He really didn't. And
he
he
was more Asa at that point to me than anything else.
That is true. And I could pick up on the difference because of the fact how Heather Graham was talking, how she was...
I mean, Heather Graham was able to be a character at that point, but that was just because she was being whatever the other characters were being. She didn't have that character, the character that she was playing of the Elizabeth Derby, Darby, whatever his name was. That person didn't have she was kind of bland.
Yeah, right. There was no personality.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's what I like the most about it is that he went from being very, very scared to very crazy to very, like, soft-spoken and like, I need help. Like, help me, somebody, please. Oh my gosh, I need to check on my husband. Like, I really like that. I just really liked it overall.
I like the fact that, you know, that when she was playing the Barbara Crampton version of her, because basically what happens is at the end, the Ephraim, the thing on the doorstep, jumps into Barbara Crampton's body, who is her friend, and Barbara Crampton goes apeshit as well as Heather Graham going apeshit. Like, that was the only thing that they needed to be doing at that point.
Right.
Which I liked. The problem was I wouldn't have been able to tell you that, oh yeah, obviously that's Barbara Crampton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't have known. If you only showed me Barbara Crampton's, like, reactions to stuff and then showed me that other part without having the interstitial bits where we knew that the creature had jumped into Barbara Crampton, I wouldn't know. I would just be like, ah, everyone's crazy.
Right.
Like, you know, that's... But you could tell from Judah Lewis's thing when... he's acting like Bruce Davidson.
Right.
You know, who was great and then died. So he was gone, like, really quickly. And that was kind of sad. But whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it's a good... I think it was a good movie. It took a lot to, like, get around to doing stuff, though, with it. And we're just like, I don't know. I probably wouldn't want to watch this one again.
Yeah, no, this isn't on my repeat list at all.
This is, what are you going to give it?
I'm actually going to give it we'll give it a 7. A 7 out of 10. We'll do 7 out of 10 gross octopusy things.
Okay, I'm going to give this 6. Heather Graham stabbing things. Her husband's out of 10. It's just, it's good, but you know what? I think I'm done. It's like, you know, if you went to like a restaurant and you're like, yeah, no, that was fine. And he's like, would you like some more? I'm like, no, I think I'm good. Right.
Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you though.
Again, this is on Shudder.
Yep.
You know, so that's good.
But we can say that we do want more Judah Lewis.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was good.
We want more of him.
I don't know about any more Heather Graham. But I like, Bruce Davidson. In all of the stuff that he's in, you know, I do want to watch him in some of the older stuff, like that weird Bill Cosby movie. But I don't know, like the rest of them, like I don't need the Heather Graham husband guy showing back up.
Yeah, me neither.
No, Heather Graham,
Barbara Crampton, she's gonna keep doing stuff until
she just keep doing stuff.
Yeah,
you know, you were great.
So
I liked seeing you there. You were probably the more energetic. I probably would have liked to have had her be the main character with the Heather Graham part.
Maybe. But I mean, we can successfully say that two of the actors in this movie are
great.
Great.
But what about you? Did you think that it was great? Did you hate it? Reach out to us, esat3am@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to get a hold of us. You can get on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at esat3am, or you can go to our main page, esat3am.com, and on there is a little link to, on the left-hand side that says, leave us a voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. But until next time, we'll see y'all later.
Yep, we'll see you soon. Bye.